Diane Roberts here, bringing you Eric Schlick, a PhD candidate in fiction, and his piece, The Naked Parade.
Before we leave for New Orleans, my wife dyes her hair purple. At times, when I look at her, I think she is a different person, a punk rocker. We name her Delphine. I like thinking this. Not that my wife is a punk rocker, but that I might be the type of person to marry a punk rocker. We are going to New Orleans because we've never been to New Orleans. This is kind of a big deal for us. My wife and I are stay-at-home kind of people. We're readers. We've packed New Orleans-themed literature for the trip. Walker Percy's The Moviegoer and John Kennedy Toole's A Confederacy of Dunces for me. Anne Rice's Interview with a Vampire for her. We have ahead of us 5 sticky nights in an air-conditionless room with a potbelly pig named Zeus. During the day, we'll hit all the sights. The French Quarter, the Garden District, steamboats, aquariums, jazz clubs, ghost and cemetery tours. But the highlight will be an unplanned moment coming out of a souvenir shop, a sudden shower and a parade of naked bodies on bicycles. Breasts heave, butts glisten, old and young, black and white, fat and thin, everyone waving, everyone cheering, riding down Bourbon Street in one rain-splattered blur. My wife and I might be tourists agog, but Delphine is not one to stand on the sidelines. She strips off her top and joins in, kicks us to the curb, dancing her way down the street. I glance next to me. My wife is my wife again, only with purple hair. Soon after, she goes back to brunette.